for the Southwest. You're on Triple M this morning, and that means everything Southwest. And amongst our midst, we've got so many brilliant people, and I feel like it's my job to share those brilliant people with you. Just if I come across them or if you tell me about them, you know, that's what I've got to do, right? So introducing you to Emily, who is a Southwest resident, and she has finally put the finishing touches on her book together. It is called Hope is a Verb. Good morning, Emily. How are you?
Oh, morning. I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on.
Look, I'm such a fan of what you do. Basically, you're just an excellent communicator.
Thank you. My husband might disagree, but
oh, that's a whole different thing. You've created a blog. You write lots of articles, sort of all around looking at the environment, our impact on it, trying to learn, trying to do better. You know, trying to sift through the greenwashing and the BS, if we can say that, and yep. Try and work out what it is that you and I can actually do realistically in our crazy, hectic lives.
Yeah, exactly, because it is overwhelming. There's so many kind of problems that we can focus on, and it's hard to know where to start. And that was kind of the inspiration behind the book, because the more I spoke about these sort of issues, the more I heard people kind of almost throwing their hands up in the air, kind of going, it's too big, it's too much, so I'm just not going to do anything. So, yeah, anxiety has a really, it's really easy for it to turn into apathy.
Yes. So it's called Hope is a Verb, 6 Steps to Radical Optimism When the World Seems Broken. What is radical optimism?
Well, it's radical optimism is actually kind of, instead of just kind of burying your head in the sand and ignoring it, or just saying everything's going to be fine and kind of not doing anything in that regard either, it's kind of accepting the fact that things are hard, accepting that it's anxious and scary, and doing the work anyway. And it's pushing through when we feel like things are hopeless, because what I found is that, that's the point of the book. Hope isn't something you have, it's something you do. And the more that you kind of participate in hopeful actions, the more your hope grows.
I love this so much. And you've been giving us some sneaky previews of this book on Instagram, Eco with M, if you want to check it out. That's with an underscore at the end. And one of the pages says, can values be bad? Well, and we get told all the time to have values and live your values and # live your truth and all the rest of the BS. But now you're questioning, can values be bad? This is a really interesting topic.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. I think that's one of the key themes in the book, is kind of identifying your values and really living intentionally with them in mind. And when it comes to values, I think a lot of us, because of the story of success that we're kind of sold, a lot of us kind of can get our values muddled up. So the way I define it is, if it's an extrinsic value, it might need looking at. And an extrinsic value is a value that someone else needs to participate in for you to succeed at it. So it's like fame and wealth. Like they're controlled by things outside of your control. So I kind of want people to kind of look at intrinsic values, which can be cultivated within themselves. So you can, in terms of wealth, you can value security, so you can take actions to kind of fortify that, but it's not something that can be taken away from you.
It's called Hope is a Verb, and it is out today. You can get it at your local shops. You can also get it online. You can find it through Booktopia, Angus and Roberts, Amazon, all the jazz. But if you're feeling a little bit hopeless, well, here you go. Maybe here's just one little action you can take to changing that around. Em, I'm so proud of the work that you've done, and congratulations on this book birthday.
Oh, thank you so much.